Now, the VOA Special English Program, Words and Their Stories. A nickname is a shortened form of a person's name. A nickname also can be a descriptive name for a person, place, or thing. Many American cities have nicknames. These can help establish an identity, spread pride among citizens, and build unity. A few years ago, some marketing and advertising experts were asked to name the best nickname for an American city. The winner was the nation's largest city, New York. The top nickname was the Big Apple. You might wonder how New York got this nickname. In the early 1970s, the city had many problems. The number of visitors was falling. So a campaign was launched to give the city a new image. The head of the New York Conventions and Visitors Bureau decided to call the city the Big Apple. There are several explanations for where this name came from. Language expert Barry Popick studied the question and wrote about it on his website. He says John Fitzgerald, a writer for a New York newspaper, used the name the Big Apple to mean New York in the 1920s. Mr. Fitzgerald wrote about horse races. He heard the name used by men who worked at a racetrack in New Orleans, Louisiana. Mr. Fitzgerald wrote, "The Big Apple, the dream of every lad that ever threw a leg over a thoroughbred and the goal of all horsemen. There's only one Big Apple. That's New York." In horse racing, the expression meant the big time, the place where large amounts of money could be won. The Big Apple became the name of a nightclub in the Harlem area of New York City in 1934. It also was the name of a popular dance and a hit song in the 1930s. But it is not the only nickname for America's largest city. Barry Popick's website lists almost 100 nicknames that describe New York. The best known are the Capital of the World, Empire City, Gotham, the City So Nice They Named It Twice, and the City That Never Sleeps. You can hear about the city in the song New York, New York by Frank Sinatra.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap.
This program was written by Shelley Gollist. I'm Barbara Klein. You can find more Words and Their Stories at voaspecialenglish.com.
In old New York, if I can